Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, as we do each Tuesday at this time, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the Master of Assessments. Hello, John.
Hello there, Jack. I was just having a good chat with Scott. He seems in good spirits, so you guys are having fun tonight. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, we usually assess Big Ten football on Saturdays, but it is the start of school and a very, very important time, not just for children, but for parents. And those relationships have a lot to do with how the school year is going to go.
Well, you know, Jack, there's no question. And one of the things that I always get involved with many times in the course of a year, and anyone who does my kind of work, it's parents trying to determine when they should get involved, when they feel their children are running around with the inappropriate crowd, people they feel are doing the wrong thing, people they feel are tempting, or their kids are even could be taking advantage of. And I always make the comment, I say a parent always ought to be involved, always ought to be aware of who the child is with, what they're doing, where they're going. And if there's really somebody that you know is a problem, troublemaker, causes problems, has your child be a very different kind of child, then that's someone really to keep your child away from. And I've had people argue with me over the years on this, but many of the people arguing with me have just been beat up by their kid or yelled at, or the kid won't talk to them. And I always say, you know, over time, within reason, you got to be reasonable, but you really have to watch who your children are with.
Right. We're not talking about child abuse, but we're talking about showing that you care. And a lot of times you don't like the message at the time, but you like the results. And my guess is, John, that doing too much is seldom as big a problem as doing too little.
Well, that's true. And a lot of parents, and sometimes I'll even use the word lazy parents, they'd rather not get involved. If they know their kid's with somebody doing something, then they feel that's okay. And they don't go the extra mile of knowing where they are, who they're with, is there an adult there, could there be any really inappropriate activities going on there. No, you have to be involved. That's why people even choose schools and school districts, Jack, so they can have more control and impact on what's going on, as hard as that may be for you to believe.
In the days when I was teaching, roughly a century ago, John, when I would have students come in and say, you know, my parents are all over me, they won't let me do anything, those students were bothered. Maybe they were irked by it. But when kids came in and they said, I never see my parents, they don't know where I am, they don't care where I am, those kids were hurt.
Well, Jack, I don't think there's any question. If you want to be an effective parent, you're going to be involved, you're going to be making good advice, and you can't start when the kid's older. You've got to start that right from the day they're born, and you're involved with them all the way through. That is the job. I really believe having a child totally changes the equation from me, if you will, to that person, because that person didn't ask to come into the world. And a lot of people want to focus on themselves all the time and not children. So I just have a no-nonsense view on that. Your job is to be helpful, do what you can. You know, you make them independent. It doesn't mean you do everything for them, but you're involved and you're right there all the way through until they're launched on their own and they fly off.
John, you can find good and bad in any school and any district, but how often do you find it necessary for parents to change districts, or how important is it for people who are new to a community to make a good decision on a district that is going to help their children flourish?
Well, this may sound funny, Jack. I mean, if you had five children, you're not going to do this, but ideally you might find five different schools would be better, five different school systems.
Right.
I think as parents, you have to know who are you. Okay, we were the Catholic school choice, okay?
Right.
That's what we did. But if you're a person who prefers a small environment, a small school, you feel you can get to know the parents, know who they are, you know, you can go to a Fowler. You can go to an Eaton Rapids. I mean, you go to a lot of places for a more rural, if I Eaton Rapids is actually a fairly big kind of thing, but you can go to a smaller district. If you want a huge district, then you're looking at the Grand Ledges and the Holtz. If you're looking at a city school, you're looking more at a sextant. Okay, you're looking at a you know eastern. I don't think there's necessarily the best school. I think you have to look at who are you, who is your family, who do you know, who do you want to be involved with, and how. If you're involved at the school, it probably makes less important the district you're in and the school even. The main thing is if you're going to be involved day to day, you want to make sure it's a place where you're comfortable, where you feel comfortable with the administrators, with the teachers, with the other kids that are there. Because the thing to remember is over time, children become very influenced by peers and the people they're around. So the more children they're around that are well-behaved and are good students, the higher probability that your child is going to be one of those kids. That doesn't mean that that can't be in any particular school, but you want to really, in a positive way, cajole, convince, even coerce that you're going to have children be with successful, hardworking, law-abiding, respectful children. And that is really a lot of work, Jack, if you're going to do it right.
John, there are some early warning signs when we see that kids are having trouble in school, that they're getting in trouble, and obviously those situations need rectifying. But I also find situations where kids seem to be perfect to their parents, and the parents then start to abdicate their parental responsibilities, and then they're stunned when they find out that Joe or Joanne is suddenly not who they think they are at all, and they've got quite a hole to dig out of.
Well, remember this. Perfect is a word we don't see in parents or children. Okay, that's a word we don't see on earth. That's reserved for heaven, if you will.
Right.
My belief is that it's like a gardener. A gardener is never done with his or her job, and a parent isn't either. So you work day in and day out, week in, month out, year out, trying to develop a good family relationship. You have a core of values. You promote them, and their kids are going to do things wrong. We all do things wrong, Jack.
Sure.
We all take the road of least resistance at sometimes. We all say things we wish we hadn't said. That's part of the road of life. The main thing is we don't give up. You have unconditional love, because if you really have those feelings and you're willing to, and you have to accept differences in children, by the way, because if you've got ADHD Chucky and you're calm, dull Bucky, I mean, you're gonna have to work that out as parents and not condemn the one for every little hyperactivity,
because
you're going to destroy the child in the process. So it's also part of being sensitive to the individual needs of the child, but you have to really read, understand, and work with the child, and don't expect perfection.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, our guest. John, it's probably unrealistic or unwise for parents to try to pick all of their children's friends, but peer groups can be very important, and what should parents keep in mind there?
I think what you want to do, I believe you want your child to be a good academic achiever up to potential. You want someone who's going to be respectful of adults, of other persons. You want someone to run with children that are trying to get ahead in life. People that come from homes where those are the values that are pushed and espoused. If you even have religious views, they don't have to go to the same church, but same spirituality goals and visions of life, if you will. And if you live that kind of a life, or you're trying to, and you try to have your children with people like that, this doesn't mean we shun people that are totally different or anything like that. No, I'm talking about a broad range of similar moral, academic, future, and just, and really respectful. I still like a yes, sir, yes, ma'am, being nice, helping the little old lady or old guy in the store. I still believe there's a place in the world for courtesy, and I still believe if you put your head down, tip your hat when someone's helpful, they're going to help you more in life than being the argumentative, I'm always right, bombastic Chucky. That just doesn't work in my mind.
John, a couple of quotes here very quickly I want you to comment on. Go with those who know more than you do and pay their way, and I guess the companion to that is run with bums and you'll become one.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Those were my dad's, and he always used them. He He had an eighth grade education, immigrant from Italy, came here at 9 years old. His view always was, if you really want to get in head in life, you really have to go with those that know more than you do in order for you to learn. He also said, once you think you know everything, you're a dummy, okay? But he did carry that even a step further. And if you want to be around people, you can even, you know, he didn't mean literally pay for everything, but he meant don't be shy at being helpful, respectful, and making sure you're paying your own way. And he had the other one. He used to laugh all the time. If you want to be a bum, run with bums. And my brother sometimes would kid him and say, well, at least if I run with bums, I'll feel smart. I mean, you know how kids right. are. But those are two things that I grew up with, and I've told John and Sarah, you know, my kids. But I do believe if your goal is to get ahead, and remember, unfortunately, it sometimes takes people that come from other countries, come from difficult backgrounds and experiences, to really appreciate right. the astounding opportunities that we have here in the United States. But certainly that was the kind of values I got. I've tried to instill them mm-hmm. in my children. My son-in-law's from a great bunch. Right. You know, so basically those are the values. Those, and if you're always trying to be with people that know a lot, that can even teach you things in life, that makes life more interesting. It's like having the History Channel right. in your personal life.
Well, you know, a derivation of that is show me who you walk with, and I'll show you who you are. And I find that even in business, not with children, but when executives surround themselves with yes people or people who don't threaten them, the company never improves.
No, Jack, there's no question that I have not found anything better than that. You show me who you're with, and I know who you are. You can say anything different you want, but there's no way to substitute. That doesn't mean that a priest can't be out with poor people or even bums, or, you know, Christ was with Mary Magdalene. I mean, it isn't that
right.
you shy away from helping, but as a core set of values, the people you're with, you show me who they are, and that's going to tell me a lot about who you are. And I haven't found a better way in life to make a judgment on somebody you don't know than find out who they're with.
John, thanks so much for joining us. As always, appreciate your wisdom. We'll talk with you this weekend.
Always a pleasure, Jack.
All right. We will be right back, and we're going to talk about a scientific breakthrough. Craig Biocraft Laboratories here in Lansing, a very important announcement. And we'll be back with that in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.